Hello, Sober Town. Health is the most important aspect of life. It is the foundation for an extraordinary life. Without it, everything else suffers. Join a community obsessed with harnessing the power of optimal health to conquer addiction and stay in long-term recovery. Welcome to SoberFlex. Knowledge without taking action is going to get you nowhere. Personally, for the longest time, I was reading articles about health and about how to build proper habits, how to get out of my addiction, you know, whether that's alcohol or drugs. But I just wasn't taking action because I felt overwhelmed from the overload of information available out there. And I just wasn't pulling the trigger on anything. And this is what today's video is actually about. In today's video, we're going to talk about the W in the no merge system, which stands for wisdom. And wisdom basically is all about taking action because wisdom is knowledge applied, right? So it's about using that knowledge to take action so that we can build experience from that knowledge that we have. So in the previous videos, we talked about the K, which is know or knowledge, the N, which is about nutrition, the O, which is about obsession. And now we're going to talk about wisdom or knowledge apply and how to apply all of the knowledge that we've gained so far properly so that we can actually move the needle forward, right? Because there really isn't a whole lot of point to, you know, learning. I mean, yes, it's fun to learn, of course, and it passes time, but if we're not going to apply those things that we learn about health, about nutrition, about mindset, about fitness, about sleep, then what's the point of it all, right? When we're trying to recover from addiction, it's absolutely imperative that we apply this knowledge and that we move the needle forward by taking action. This is going to have us obviously gain the benefits from all of this, but also is going to have us build this new identity that we're trying to create in recovery, that we absolutely have to create in recovery. If all we do is read about it, yes, that is going to help our mindset. We're going to learn and we have somewhat of a purpose, but it's not until we apply those things that we can move the needle forward, right? So we've talked about already knowledge and how that's important. Fine. We talked about nutrition and how that's important. But how are we going to, or when are we actually going to apply this, right? So we talked about the fact that it's very important to have a period of time where we go through without sugar for a while so that we can allow our body to become fat adapted, right? So that we can allow our body to start using fat for fuel. This is what's going to lower inflammation. This is what's going to heal our gut. This is what's going to have us lose weight, have less brain fog, more energy. And all of those things are very, very important when it comes to recovery and to recovering quicker from addiction, right? And we talked about after we've done that for a few weeks, well, we have to then reincorporate the carbs into the mix so that we can do a little bit of diet variation and so that we can stay metabolically flexible. Because you read on the ketogenic diet out there and you're going to find all sorts of tips and tricks to how to do keto properly, and that's fine. But what they don't tell you is that you don't want to stay in ketosis forever, because that is actually going to hurt your hormones in the long run. After you become fat adapted, whether you're doing carnivore diet or ketogenic diet, you do want to step outside of that, you know, once in a while. So I urge you now, if you've done the ketogenic diet for some time, at least a month, but if you've done 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, get out of it. You know, you may find that you've hit some plateau when it comes to weight loss. You may find that you don't feel as good as you used to, or even if you're not there yet and you still feel great, believe me, you will do your body a great disservice by not getting out of it once in a while. So take action, right? Wisdom, knowledge apply. Let's take action. And we do this by actually taking action. I'm not sure how else to say. So again, if you've done keto for a while, make sure to reincorporate some carbohydrates into the mix, you know, 1, 2, 3 days out of the week, and then have some time again where you get outside of that and you get back into ketosis so that you can redo that again. It's all about evolutionary consistency. It's all about living a life that is ancestrally consistent with what our hunter-gatherers ancestors used to do. The more we can do this, the more we're going to thrive. Right. When it comes to exercise, which we haven't talked about yet, but that's coming afterwards, right? One of the M in the no merge system is movement. But that as well, if you don't take action on that, you know, it really doesn't move the needle forward a whole lot. So this video is very short and it's really a call to action that I have for you guys to take action. Okay. It's a call to action for you to take action. It's my encouragement to you. Because again, I've been there. I've been there where I was just reading so much and a lot of times I actually had clients and I was encouraging them to take action. And what was I doing on the side? I was not taking action, right? And this is especially true when I was still in active addiction from 2013 to 2018, 2019. I had personal training clients, nutrition clients, and I was preaching them certain ways to live their life. And I wasn't taking action myself, right? So, but I know what it feels like. It can be overwhelming. There's a lot of information out there. But I'm telling you right now, you take, if it's a little walk in the morning that you need, then you're going to find that that may give you the momentum that you need to keep going and move the needle forward, right? If you need to go through your pantry and go through all the labels and see what we've made with seed oils and see how much sugar there is in your foods. Go to your pantry, get a trash bag, throw away everything that's bad. If you need to call someone that you love to tell them that you're sorry, if you need to stop watching TV so late at night because it messes with your sleep, take action. Pick one action, run with it, and I will see you on the next video, which is going to be about the next letter in the no merge system, which stands for M. Now, M stands for movement, mindset, and a mission. And I may make three different videos about that, or I may combine them all into one. I'll probably make three different ones. We will see. But hopefully that helps. I will see you all guys in the next video. Boom!